How much do you think this steel thing, I understand that the industry had about 18 billion sales. This adds about 50 million to the income after taxes out of the 18 billion. I know psychologically it's very bad. How do you think it calls for any action by the Congress immediately?
I don't think you can say so. No, I don't think that's serious, but I think it's very hard to take action on things in that moderation, separate from the whole package of things.
On that expenditures thing, Doug, I thought this year that my domestic expenditures are up 600 million over last year. That's 0.6%, less than about 0.5. At 107 billion, it's just up 600 million. And I damn near balanced my budget. I had 2.3, but 1.5 billion of that was spent in June. Military, so I wouldn't have a balanced budget. But it seems to me that we're taking about as much out of our economy and revenues as we're spending in it.
I think that's right.
Now that point has not gotten over, that everybody says we ought to really reduce expenditures. Now we want to. I cut about 18 billion out. They submitted to me, and I have. They have already increased them 1 billion over my budget this year. Looks like they might go 5 billion more, but with a 2.3 out of 107 billion, and that's the lowest deficit since '60. It looks like to me that is per se is not the thing that's causing this inflation.
Oh, I think that's right, but once you get into an inflation, which we are in, have been in the first year, we actually have to operate in the other direction.
Take more out than you put in.
Yeah, you ought to be operating in surplus in
3%. Try to sweat this thing out till January, or would you try to go up for a package now?
Well, I think that if we sweat it out till January, it's going to be likely to be harder then, but it's awful late now.
These folks won't do it. Wilbur wouldn't talk to you about it, and he doesn't now. I had him in for an hour and a half. He got his primary over with, and he's not about to. And he has to originate it, and he and Long are both against it. I think I could go up for a huge supplemental for Vietnam after they get their appropriations. If they appropriate 2 or 3 or 4 billion more than my budget, then if I have to have 8 or 10 billion more on Vietnam, and guessing at that, I could say I've got to have 12 billion more, and I want to take 5 billion out and above that. So here's a tax package of 17 billion. Now, I might be able to get some consideration of that. He doesn't think we could ever get the votes to pass it. So then, the question comes, do you submit it, get it rejected, but be on record so they know it, or do you wait until you get the election behind you and do it the first of the year? Well, we carefully considered it and gave thought to it, but neither Mills nor Long would go for a tax increase, and I don't think they will now, but they've always said they have to have a need for the money, and that means a Vietnam supplemental.
That's right.
And we took, they've taken about $13 billion out this year in Medicare and in the excises and in the others we've taken, and everybody got kind of shocked a little bit when housing started faltering and automobiles started faltering, and some of them still are. Do you have any thoughts that anything we can do there?
No, I think that's, again, part of the same thing. At least, and I think it might be helpful eventually if Long Mills realize, because they don't do anything, as long as they don't, those rates can be higher than they would otherwise.
Okay, Doug, I hope that you can call back tomorrow, next day, and tell us that you can come.
Well, I'll pray.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug.
Operator.